Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace and peace to you, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. The last couple of verses of Acts 2 show us a church full of gladness and simplicity. They're living and loving life. They are yet to face any kind of persecution. In fact, their faith is so new that most people don't even know what it is. Let me explain as I read the rest of Acts 2, and that will be verses 46 and 47. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. Some of the earliest Greek omits the word to the church and just says, and the Lord added daily those who were being saved. But I want to point out that they were continuing daily in one mind and one accord, just like they had been on the day of Pentecost. They were continuing daily in the temple. So they were still welcome in the Jewish temple. The temple would not fall until AD 70, so it's going to be there throughout the writings of the New Testament. But in this early stage, there's no persecution against these disciples. They haven't really done anything yet to separate themselves from Judaism, not too much. They still feel welcome to go into the temple like good Jews every day and offer up praise to God. But at the same time, they're now adding house-to-house meetings. They're starting to break bread from house to house. They're eating their food with gladness and simplicity of heart. Ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart is a new thing because there was a lot of stress and structure in the eating under the old covenant. They're starting to relax that stress a little bit, not too much, but there's the growth that's beginning to happen in that early church as they are beginning to explore and expand a little bit on some of these things. I love that phrase, simplicity of heart. They're just simply in love with Jesus and with one another, and they're praising God, and there's actually favor resting upon the church. And the Lord is adding to the church. If I could emphasize one thing to close the second chapter, it's the Lord that's adding to the church daily, those being saved. And saved from what? It's very important to note that this is speaking back to verse 40 when Peter said, be saved from this perverse generation. The early church did not feel it necessary to sweeten the gospel by preaching people out of hell and into heaven. Rather, they warned them from a coming day of vengeance, and they introduced them to the life of God through Jesus. And I believe that if we would get back to where we were introducing people to the life provided them through Jesus, we would see the Lord adding to the church daily those that should be saved. And it's not our job to add to the church. It's His job to add to the church. It's our job to break bread house to house, eat our food with gladness, simplicity of heart, praise God, have favor with all the people. These are the things the early church was doing. And in doing so, people were being added because people wanted to be a part of what they were seeing. We don't yet see the disciples standing on street corners screaming at people. And we actually won't ever see that. We will see them doing evangelism, and we'll get into that as we go. But it's the Lord adding those that should be saved. Tomorrow, we'll start chapter 3. I haven't intentionally tried to take a whole month on each chapter. We didn't take quite a month to get out of 2. So we'll start chapter 3 tomorrow and proceed and see how far we can get over these next few days as we close the month of February. We'll see you soon. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.